others in history. The word of meditation this morning is based on 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 12 to 20. However, I'm going to read only verses 18 and 19. Avoid immorality. Any other sin a man commits does not affect his body, but the man who commits immorality sins against his own body. Don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you, the Spirit given to you by God? You do not belong to yourselves, but to God. He bought you for a price, so use your body for God's glory. How much is your body worth? If we were to evaluate it monetarily by breaking it down into its component chemicals, it would be worth only a few dollars. But as Christians, we know through another evaluation how worthy our bodies are and our human lives. It is when we see our bodies and human lives in relationship to the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ and the redemptive act carried out by way of that incarnation that we can for the first time and increasingly grow in this truth how valuable our bodies are to God. During this Epiphany season, we are privileged once again to see the glory of God manifested through the incarnation of our Lord. He shows this glory to you, doesn't he? He shows us the freedom that he places upon our human bodies by way of the incarnation of his Son Jesus Christ and the redemptive act carried out through it. But also through this Epiphany season, our Lord would encourage us to see this truth that he would use to change human bodies, redeemed by him, to show forth to others the glory of the incarnation of his Son Jesus Christ. Now, I imagine we could mention several things that God uses or has used or can use to show his glory. He certainly used the angels at the birth of his Son. And how our ears and hearts would experience that heard that angelic choir. We can use an inanimate thing like a stained glass window. And how our hearts are caught up by the color and the hues and the glory of God shown through painted glass, stained glass. And how our hearts are caught up in meditation to see the beauty of God's glory in the incarnation. But I would like to suggest to you that the greatest way God will ever use in human history to show forth the glory of his Son, his incarnation, is through your body and mind, our human life. It is for this reason that it is a very serious matter when we misuse our human body. And by such misuse never found itself, but by such misuse we show disdain for the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. We even show shame in relationship to it. The incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ certainly ought to make us realize that our bodies no longer belong to ourselves, but to God. And that they are, as Paul calls them, they are not just the senses of the Holy Spirit. Now, when I no longer live by the attitude that my body belongs to God, that it is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And again, we don't plan it this way, but this thought takes over oftentimes our unconscious life and then begins to control us without our knowing of time. Or if we do not become the excuses, the fact is that my body after all belongs to myself and I can do anything that I want to with it. And Paul used a couple of examples in the words that I did not read for myself to show how this attitude was growing and even taking over in places in the community of Corinth. Examples of immorality, such misuse of the body, but also an example of dedicating one's body to food. When food is for the body, not body for the food. I suppose you could have other examples to this to show how this attitude has reached in your own community, and by such an attitude, we show the strength of the incarnation of our Lord, and the laws of redemptive action carried out by us. What about smoking? What about smoking? What about finger eating? What about drinking? What about lack of exercise? What about laziness? Over this, lack of sleep. And negative things which are easily, I'm sure, well upon to show how we, again, never planned, God forbid, but how unconsciously this attitude is taken over in our community right here at times. But when we think of positive actions or not committing sins, where we should be using our bodies every moment of our lives to glorify the incarnation of our Lord, His death is resurrection. By the attitude controlling us, my body belongs to God. Then we can see how we too must be letting to be tempted over the fact that so often the attitude controls us here. If you go to a seminary, after all, since I'm saved by faith, my body still belongs to myself. I can do with it what I will. And by such an attitude, we show the stain for the incarnation of our Lord, and we say, God forgive us. It's a beautiful teaching, though, that our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, that God can place upon us this honor that even the angels would desire to have, that He will also broken back this human life and will through the so called the glory of the incarnation. More than any other means to show this to you and me, by the means of grace as we possess them and live out our lives in relationship to God through the means of grace to live in suffering. And we would have a feeling of particular reason once again to capture the glory of having this attitude in favor because of the incarnation of Jesus Christ and of our as I see my life in relationship to God. The honor that is placed upon this broken down, this simple human being, the honor that he placed upon this body to claim it as his own, to the redemptive action of the incarnation of our Lord, by way of the incarnation of our Lord, the honor that he places upon us, as we see that again, we would have the attitude to grow and take over unconsciously, and in a kind way, that my body belongs to God. Use every moment of my life for his purposes, for his ministry, for his glory. And this attitude begins not by bringing the sacrifice of my body to God, that will come later. It begins in daily repentance and living in the forgiveness of all things that we have from our gracious God in Jesus Christ. Yes. The forgiveness of sins, that's where it all begins. So I can begin to see the value that God places upon my human body, to where I then can also see the honor that He would give to me, use your body for my glory, the forgiveness of sin. As we live daily in this country, holding to this forgiveness of sin, that God so graciously gives us, and here there's a place that the truth, His righteousness, His love, and what God has in store for us, that begins to be born in our hearts, again and again, renew of this rebirth. My body belongs to God, and I want to use it, only for His sake. That will certainly lead us into a disciplined life of holiness, by way of meditation and prayer. That will certainly lead us basically into that, to live a life of dedication to God by you. Daily use of the means of grace, particularly the way. It will lead us to see how we are to sacrifice all things, even our lives, as an offering to God, yes. But through such a sacrifice, realizing how God would use us to show forth the incarnation of His Son and the redemptive action by way of it to others. It will positively lead us to show upon our lives that every time pointed out that I maybe even lead me to say the same, and I would never want to do that. And it will certainly lead us to show on our lives that we can't everything we can do as a citizen. Doing it in such a way that we can share the glory of God's incarnation to others. The attitude will also grow that whatever God leads us to, because my body and life belong to Him, whether it leads me to suffering or blessing, this attitude that my life belongs to Him will help me to realize that in suffering and blessing, whatever God leads me to, He is using to show forth the cross and the resurrection and the exalted glory of His Son now for others to see. Just think, as Paul says, that Jesus broken, frozen down, and keep you so as you go more into human age, that God can use that by way of contact in our faith in Him to glorify His Son Jesus Christ. It's for this purpose that we have another epistle to see the glory of the incarnation in many ways, but also to give. This text to see it in relationship to our own lives. May God always let us, by way of the incarnation of the Son and the redemptive action, and the prayer, have us to be increasing the honor that God places upon your body, and that our bodies belong to Him. In Jesus' name.